So let's review. The Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek mentioned four Oves Nezikin: Hashar, Habar, Hamav, and Va'esh. And the Gemara in the previous Dav cited the Braisa of Tanya Rabbi Ishya that there are actually 13 Oves Nezikin in the Torah. The four Oves Nezikin of the Mishnah, the Arba Shoimrin, four groups of people who accepted a Pekadin for safekeeping, Shemechinim, Ba'ashoyel, Nesesacha, Ba'asecha, the five claims for Chayv B'chaveroi, a person who injures another person, Nezik, Tzar, Reaper, Shebez, Ubaishas. The Gemara proceeds with a Braisa of Tanya Rabbi Ishya that lists Estrim Va'arba Oves Nezikin. There are 24 Oves Nezikin in the Torah. The 13 Oves Nezikin of Reb Oishia, Tashlumi Kefil v'Tashlumi Arba v'Chamisha. If someone steals something, he must pay an amount twice the value of the animal. And if he stole a Shor Oiseh and subsequently slaughtered or sold it, he must pay an amount four or five times the value of the animal. V'Ganav v'Gazlan. When one steals an item and admits to the Geneva, or if he openly robs someone, he pays only Keren, the principal value of the item, but he is exempt from Kefil, which is a Knas. The Eidim Zayman, when one falsely testifies against someone, he must compensate him for the loss he attempted to cause him. The Oynis Vamafata, one who either coerced or seduced a Naira Besula, a 12-year-old virgin, must compensate her with Knas, a penalty of 50 silver coins. Baishis, compensation for her shame. Upagam, compensation for degrading her status from Besula to Ba'ula. Umaiti Shemra, a man who falsely accused his wife a Naira of his Nus, is punished with Malkus, and he must compensate her with Meya Sela, 100 silver coins. Vahamatame, if a person bemazin made another person's Truma Tome. Vahamadame, if he mixed Truma into a person's Chulin and thus became forbidden to a Yisrael, who must now sell it to a coin for a cheaper price. Vahamanasich, he made another person's wine, Yayin Nesach, and it's now forbidden to benefit from it. These are the 24 Oves Nezikin. The Braisa of Rabbi Yishai, however, did not mention these additional 11 Oves Nezikin, because regarding Tashlumi Kefil V'arba V'chamisha B'mamayin Kamari B'kenas Eloi Kamari, he mentions only Oves Nezikin which pay the principal, but not those who also pay Knas. Regarding Ganav Gazan, Hakatanile Shemichin V'Ashayel, they are included in the four Shemin who are liable if they steal the Pekadin. While Rabbi Chiya did mention them separately, because they are different in that the Dalad Shemin are M'mayin Da'as Eliyod B'Hetera. The Pekadin was initially acquired legally, while the Ganav HaGazan are Mamayin Da'as Liyad B'Surah, the item was acquired illegally. Regarding Eidim Zayman, he holds like Rebbe Kiva that Eidim Zayman are considered a Knas and a Knas Lekemari. Regarding Ha'inis V'Mafata V'Mitishemra, all these claims were already mentioned. Nezik, Tzar, Ubaishas are included in Chevel B'Chaveroi. Pegam is considered Nezik, and Knas is not mentioned because B'Knas Lekemari. Regarding Hamitame, Vamadame, Vamanasich, it's not mentioned Mamanavshach. According to the opinion Hezek, Shein, and Nikr, Shmei Hezek, one is liable midaraisa even for damages that are not discernible. It's not mentioned because of Tanalei Nezek. Nezek was already included in Chayvah B'Chaver. And according to the opinion Hezek, Shein, and Nikr, Loish Shmei Hezek, one is not liable midaraisa for damages that are not discernible, as in these cases, because the food did not undergo a physical change, only its status changed. However, he is Chayv Midrabanan, because the Chacham initiated Knas for a Mezid. If so, Havale Knasa Ubu Knasa Lekemari. However, Reb Chiya did mention them, even though he may still hold Hezek Shein and Nikr Shmei Hezek, because they're different. Nezek refers to Hezek Deminkara, a damage that is discernible. And Metam and Madama Manasek refer to Hezek Deloy Minkara, a damage that is not discernible. The Gemara concludes, Minyan Reb Chiya Lemute Meister Umafagel. Priya stated that there are only 24 Oves Nezikin to exclude Meiser, an informer who caused someone's property to be confiscated by the authorities, and Priya did not mention it because B'dibur Lekemari. He only included Hezek caused by action, but not Meiser where the Hezek is caused by speech. And Mefagel, a Kohen who performed the Avodah with the intention of eating the carbon after its designated time, disqualifies the carbon, and he must reimburse the owner. And Priya did not mention it because B'kadoshim Lekemari. He did not include Karbanis. The Gemara concludes that all the 24 Nezikin do not possess specific toldos, and that they are considered obvious only regarding the halacha of l'shalem imetiv. The mazik must reimburse the nizik with his most superior fields, because there is a Torah source for all these obvious. Previous Mishnah mentioned the four obvious Nezikin, Hashar, Habar, Hamava, Va'esh. The Mishnah continues, Lo yari Hashar kari Hamava, Bo lo yari Hamava kari Hashar. As the Gemara explains, the Mishnah meant to ask, why did the Torah mention all four Oves Nezikin? The Torah could have mentioned only one, and the others would each be derived through a binyan av, a logical comparison, as Rashi explains. Masher shu mazik v'chayiv. Af mava shu mazik yichayiv. Just as one is liable for a shur that was mazik, so too he's liable for mava that was mazik. Therefore, the Mishnah explains, chad mi chad loy asya. Shur cannot be derived through a binyan af from mava, or vice versa, as well as bor and esh, because they each possess a unique chumrah, as the Gemara explained in the previous daf. The Mishnah continues, v'lei zeh v'zeh shesh ben ruachayim k'arei ha'esh she'im bei ruachayim. The Mishnah now means to ask, lech l'rachmana tarti v'teis idach minayu. Why did the Torah not mention only two others which do not possess the same chumrah, and the other two others would each be derived through a ma'atzad? Therefore, the Mishnah explains, chad mitarti lo yasi. Esh cannot be derived through a tzad ha'shava of shor ha'mava, two others, because both shor ha'mava possess the same chumrah of ruachayim. They are mortals, while esh is not a mortal. And bur cannot be derived from the three others because they all possess the same chumrah that they move around and are more likely to cause hezek, while a bur is stationary and is less likely to cause hezek. Rava says, "V'kulu kishadus bur benayu asya kulu, but mahatzad lavar mikaren." Had the term mentioned only bur and any one of the other others, the other two avos can be derived through a binyan av from the other two avos, with the exception of Karen. Had the Torah not mentioned Karen, it could not have been derived from the other avos because malakula shekemu adam mitchilasan. The other three avos all possess a unique chumrah in that the owner must pay nazik shalom, the entire damage, even for the first occurrence. While regarding Karen, if the shur is a tam, the owner pays only chatzi nazik for half the damage, and only if the shur became a mu'ud, it occurred three times, does he pay nazik shalom. However, lamando ama adraba. Karen Adifa, Shekavanos Lahazik, Afal Karen Ame Asya. According to the opinion that Karen is considered most Chomer because the Shur intended to cause the damage, Karen can be derived from the other Avis, and therefore, Lamai Helchazakas Ibn Rahmana, the Torah only needed to mention all Arba Avis Nezik and Lehelchaisayan to teach their unique halachas as follows. Regarding Karen, Lachalik Min Tam Lemoedis, to teach the difference between a Shur Tam, for which one pays only Chatzi Nezik, and a Mu'ud, for which he pays Nezik Shalom. Regarding Shein V'Regel, L'Poitrim B'Rishus Harabim, one is exempt for Shein V'Regel that occurred in the public area. Regarding Bar, Lifter B'Yasa Kelim, Lifter B'Yasa Adam, one is exempt if a utensil was damaged in the Bar, or if a person died or was injured in the Bar. Regarding Adam, L'Chayvei B'Abar Dvarim, if he was Chayvei B'Chaveira, in addition to Nezik, he must also reimburse the four other claims of Tzar, Ripui, Shebes, U'Baishas. Regarding Eish, Lifter B'Yasa Taman, one is exempt for an item burned by his fire if it was concealed within another item. And lasuye licha nira b'sichzecha amanav. One is liable if his esh blackened another stone or plowed field, even though it did not get burned up.